Okay, Wednesday evening, 6:15:22. The title is, Who is He? Little H, who is he? 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4. Verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus would God bring with him. I was thinking about that, and this is what I wrote down. Why would he bring the ones that have died and gone to heaven with him? If we were just going to go back there, wouldn't we see them there? Think about it. Verse 16. We'll read 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So now we see why. They're going to receive their bodies. Why? Let's keep going. Revelation, we'll come back to the rest of that. Revelation 20. They're going to receive their bodies. They're leaving heaven to receive their bodies. Why? All right, this is Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So that says also to me that those that are already here, that didn't succumb to the beast, will also reign with him, just as those that are coming with him to receive their bodies to reign with him 1,000 years here. All right. So here on the earth, they need their bodies to reign. They don't need it in heaven. It indicates here that this does not include all the dead, only those that are killed in this last day battle are those that didn't succumb to the beast, is what it says right here. Saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. So there's kind of three categories here. Neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So they died for the cause, depending on which dispensation. They died for Jesus. And really, the beast has been around the whole time anyway, for the 6,000 years. All right, now let's go back to 1 Thessalonians. I'll remind y'all that specifically or particularly in this case with Revelation, Scripture needs to interpret Scripture, lest you be one of those that pulls this little group in Thessalonians out and base everything on it. And anybody that has a contrary opinion, you call them a false teacher. I've had someone that I listened to that has done that on several occasions. And I said, Lord, show her, just because someone has a different opinion than the AGs, that they should not be calling those who have a different look at it a false teacher. I said, help me not to say that. I need to just say, well, I have to understand they've been indoctrinated into that whatever. And I can say that because we were in it. Okay. All right, 1 Thessalonians 4:15. I read it a while ago. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. It does not say they go back to heaven. There's nowhere in these scriptures does it ever say that. If there is one and you find it, you let me know, because it does not say that. All right. Point here is that we are going to be with him. Where is him going to be? In the earth. Him is going to be in the earth. Where are these with a newly resurrected body going to be? On the earth to rule and reign. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. You have to read it in context, and you have to also scripture interpret scripture. If the rapture were an established thing in the Word of God, we would be seeing it in different places in the Scripture, not just a few pet peeve things we pick out. The ones about taking one taking the other left, we know for surety that is not the rapture. Because the ones that are taken are the ones that go are burned. Yeah, the tares and the wheat. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. So the wrath that's coming, we're not appointed to that. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. All right, I want to read to you Matthew 24. I think this kind of goes along with this. Talking about the thief. This will be 24:21. For then shall great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Because of what we see today, it's gotten so in our face that it's, if the Lord was not intervening at this time, eventually, there would be nobody left, because that's their agenda. That was Hillary Clinton's part of her agenda. She had 8 years to get us guns away from us and get us into FEMA camps. Thank God that there were people awake and watching. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Well, they're really trying with this false narrative. Behold, I've told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And didn't we just read that in 1 Thessalonians about the angels, when we're going to meet him in the air? Meet him in the clouds? He's coming in the clouds? Yeah, we just did. Here's another place, Revelation 7. Like I said, Scripture interprets Scripture. This is just, I'm just going to read to you verse 1 here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw an angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. So, how did they know to be there? How did they know he was coming? The angels were gathering them in, gathering them together, four corners of the globe. Okay, I have that flat earth map. It's upstairs, I guess, or downstairs. Okay. Immediately after tribulation, such as the sun being darkened, the stars falling, referred to the cataclysmic events that will accompany Christ's millennial kingdom on earth. This is out of my Bible reference for Matthew 24, 29 through 31. I usually don't use that reference, but that one was pretty good. Every once in a while they get it halfway decent. All right. Then we see over here Revelation 14. If the church is taken out in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, as is taught, then who? What's this bunch over here? That bunch right there, verse chapter 7, now chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their forehouses. Mount Zion is here on the earth, okay? And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Right. Okay, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. All right, now let's go back to 2 Thessalonians 1. Let me get a drink. Verse 1 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God, there's that he, so that he as God sitteth in the temple, little he, little h, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he, little h, is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now litteth will it until he be taken out of the way. Another little H. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. That's a little H also. With all power and signs and lying wonders. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. That they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I heard somebody say just recently, and I've heard it more than once, oh yeah, they say Satan's already gone. And I'm going, say what? And Lucifer's not the same thing as Satan. I'm going, can you get any more mixed up and weirder? I'm thinking, when did this happen? I said, you can't tell me that he ain't here. I'm thinking, goodness. You see the psyop that's being played on the American people? Most of these have awakened up and then they've swung all the way to the other side with another weirdo. Most of these are people, one in particular I know about, raised Catholic. I'm thinking, that doesn't surprise me. They probably know nothing about the spirit-filled walk or anything. And so they're just going to be very susceptible to believing just any garbage that comes down the pike. But we're bound to give thanks all the way to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work. So he's saying, don't depart. Don't depart from what the scriptures are saying here. All right. You know what? Just a minute. I should have read to you did I read the first one, the first chapter a while ago? Okay, let me read one right quick. I should have read that first. All right. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, which the church of the Thessalonians and God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly in the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. They're fixing to get it, guys. They're going to get it. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our Lord, of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Who is he? Little H. It's not capitalized. Jesus said, I believe we can discount it as being the church. I mean, we're talking about the church in Revelation. I've already read to you the chapters about the church. You know, we've discussed it before. That he's not the church. All right. So who could this be? I think we may be able to say it was an angel, a Michael, and I'm going to tell you why more than likely. He is the warrior angel over Israel. What is the mystery of iniquity? In the Strong's, mystery means a secret or silence. Iniquity is illegality, violation of law, or general wickedness. All right, let's look at Daniel chapter 12. Just verse 1 here. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Doesn't say anything about a rapture here, does it? And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Yeah, there's so much knowledge running around now that it's the biggest mess you've ever seen. All right, so my personal opinion is that Michael was the keeper of the book. Okay, let's look at Revelation 5. And I believe when he began to wake us all up, a lot of people think, oh, we're in this seal, we're in that trumpet, we're in this and we're in that. I'm just going, this gets weirder. Right here. John saw this. And I saw in the right hand of him, verse 1, chapter 5, that sat on the throne a book written wherein, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. No man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, mainly what Daniel saw and was told about the time of the end. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, and neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Again, this is all about reigning on the earth. There's nothing in here that indicates in any form or fashion that we're going to be raptured out of here. All right. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea. And all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. All right, we're going to just read a few verses of 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of a trumpet, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Irvin Baxter says that's Catholicism, and I don't disagree with that because of the mitre on his head. He doesn't have a weapon. He's all in white, the white horse. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat up thereon to take peace from the earth, and they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Socialism, communism. Think about it. They all have the red. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see me." I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." This is capitalism. These are the bankers. This is what they live for. The stock market, rigging the stock market, rigging every kind of industry. Cheating in every respect. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. I put here radical Islam. So I want you to turn to Zechariah 6 because we see these same spirits. These are four spirits that have been loosed on the earth. What is revealed here? The mystery of iniquity. These four spirits, four evil spirits sent forth to the four corners of the earth to influence in illegality, violation of the law, and general wickedness. All throughout, all across the globe. There's not any place that they have not penetrated. They've been there for a long time. We just didn't see it. It's just now all out in the open. Zechariah 6, verse 1. If you read chapter 5, it talks about that UFO-looking thing. Antarctica and UFO deception, Babylon, Shinar. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. They come out from humanity. This is what mountains of brass are. This is humanity. These are the masses, the people. The first chariot was red horses, second chariot black horses, the third chariot white horses, the fourth chariot grizzled bay horses, which are the green. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel answered and said unto me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth." So these are spirits that influence the world. All right, what was sealed has now been revealed. These are the first four seals that these four spirits. What they've been doing for all of these many years, we didn't know. It was hidden from us, but now the book has been unsealed, and now we see them revealed. All right? Now let's look at, go back to Revelation 6. We'll start with verse 7 there. This is the, not 7, 9. Okay, 9. And when he had opened, this is the fifth seal. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And white robes were given unto them, every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Okay, these are the ones that have been killed through this 6,000 year tyranny that we have been under. All right, and behold, we had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she shaketh of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? So the sixth seal reveals who they are and what they've been doing. Yeah. Oh, help us. The fall of the cabal. It's coming. It's coming. Okay, seven. Now, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. This is where I started. This is our part to play in this scenario, in this story. The storm. We are the storm. Everybody's saying, what storm, Mr. President? What storm? We are the storm. We are the ones that are reigning. We're the ones that are taking out the enemy. Whether we're known or unknown, it doesn't matter. God knows, and that's what's important. All right. God wakes up his remnant and seals them right here, chapter 7. He calls them from the four corners of the earth. It's time. The book's been opened. It's been revealed who's doing all of this. The four spirits that have influenced caused these horrible creatures. All right. He's calling all spiritual warriors throughout the earth because the storm is upon us. All right. Revelation 8. And when it opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them which were given seven trumpets. Here comes the storm. This is what's going on right now. They're hunting them down, man, and they're cleaning them up. All right. The last seal open revealed the angels preparing to sound the seven trumpets that will take out the wickedness. There he is. The coming EBS, possibly with the seven different messages that we are supposedly going to receive on our cell phones, possibly. We'll just have to wait and see. Okay.